Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Danielle McCartney, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Well, 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 good evening, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartney. I guess Danielle in the daytime, or maybe Danielle at dinner time. We got all kinds of different alliterative names coming to you from the Carton and Roberts studio here in Lower Manhattan. We'll be talking all things New York sports until 10 p.m. when Lori Rubenstein comes your way. Mr. Rosenberg and I are coming to you live, obviously, from Lower Manhattan. And I want to welcome in my normal overnight listeners. I still see you guys and my brand new sets of ears that are tuned in right now. And I'm sure pumped up about this Yankees loss to the Baltimore Orioles. Unfathomable. You guys know that number, 877-337-6666. This might be a venting session. This could be an angry session tonight. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But as always, we'll load them up with your best content only. Again, happy Labor Day weekend. And happy Glaber Day weekend to Yankees fans. Or is it? Or maybe you're just working on a weekend like usual, like us. Maybe you're out enjoying the fruits of your labor right now, or maybe you're just sitting miserable in your house if you're a Yankee fan. So, but anyway, thanks for making me and making us part of your holiday weekend. And before, by the way, before we dive deeply into this New York baseball scene in New York, I'd like to remind you that this is the last Sunday without competitive football until Sunday, February 23rd, 2022, which is the date of Super Bowl 56. And honestly, we were talking just a little bit. The Yankees really don't even deserve a song right now. I was thinking of that song, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. That's what I was thinking of, because you know what? It's not good. I mean, this Yankees team is a streaky team. Everybody knew that, that listens to my show, before that this season even started. It was going to be a roller coaster. I told you in February to buckle up your seatbelts. And the Yankees, imagine a roller coaster right now. They were going up to the apex with that, 13-game winning streak? And now they are sliding down. They are in sort of a free-for-all because the Yankees welcomed the Baltimore Orioles, the worst team in the league, literally, in terms of winning percentage, to Yankee Stadium for a 3-game series. Those Baltimore Orioles that showed up in the Bronx with their record at 50 games under 500. 50. Those Baltimore Orioles, who are on pace to lose about 110 games this season, and those Baltimore Orioles, who opened the season with a literal 0% chance to make the postseason and who still have a 0% chance to make the postseason. Not only did the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees, lose to the lowly Orioles today, they managed to lose the whole damn series. This team was not only expected to dominate the Orioles, but they were expected to sweep the pants off of them. Instead, quite honestly, they're lucky they didn't get swept. And the only reason that they weren't swept, because these Yankees were able to stave off defeat in the form of a walk-off Friday night victory in the bottom of the, not the ninth, not the tenth, the 11th inning. It took the Yankees 11 innings to beat the Orioles on Friday night. Imagine that. Now, if you closed your eyes and someone dictated to you what happened this weekend, you'd think by the close game factor, the excitement factor, that this was a playoff series. Based on the scores, based on the narrative, based out of the stats coming out of this weekend, you would have not guessed, if you didn't know already, that the team occupying the visitors' dugout at Yankee Stadium is the now 43-92 Baltimore Orioles. Aaron Boone said prior to Sunday's game, today's game, he said, we've been in this mode of urgency for quite some time now, and we understand the importance of every game. I feel like our guys have brought that onto the field each and every day, and that obviously has to continue. Today's disaster was a result of a combination of factors, including, but not limited to, a short start by Corey Kluber. Expected, by the way. He only threw, 66 pitches in his first game back? This is only his second. But that was compounded by a continued overuse of the bullpen and crickets from the number 2, 3, and 4 spot of the batting order. That, my friends, is the perfect storm. So what I was looking for in Saturday's game, I have three things that I was looking for. One, before we get there, I think it's hard to believe that just yesterday, we talked about which pitcher would start the ALDS should the Yankees get there. And it looked like they were going to. We were operating, you and I, under the premise that Gerrit Cole would be given the ball in a game one ridiculous wild card elimination game. And then we were also operating under the premise, maybe not so ridiculous, that Corey Kluber would not be at pre-injury Kluber. I presented you three mystery pitchers, their 2021 stats and their 2021 stats against the Rays, who the Yankees figured to take on in that series. No one wanted pitcher A, who was Jameson Taillon, by the way. Most of you wanted pitcher B, who was Jordan Montgomery. And the runner-up was pitcher C, Nestor Cortes Jr. I'm picking Cortes, and like we talked about this yesterday, and we can get back into it tonight if you'd like, but that leads me to the number one thing that I was looking for in Sunday's matinee at Yankee Stadium, Corey Kluber. Because in order to play in that ALDS game, in order to play in that wild card game, you'd have to get there first. First thing, Corey Kluber. I was expecting a longer outing than last time, we'll put it that way. The short story is that it wasn't. That's not a great indicator for me. His short outings continue to tax this bullpen, which we'll get into in a second. And I really think that Corey Kluber, and I said it then, he could have benefited by stretching out maybe, I would say definitely one more game at the minor league level, maybe two more games at the minor league level. Because the final stat line for his second start out is not good. It's not good enough, let's just say. It's not good for right now. That's fine if you're a team like the Rays, who've got a postseason berth all but locked up. But you aren't the Rays. You're the Yankees, and you're still trying to win games to get to the postseason. So I think, and I said it then, Corey Kluber needed some more time to rehab, not because he felt bad, but because his starts weren't great even at the minor league level. And two, when I think about Friday, I think about this series as a whole. The Yankees' first hit on Friday did not come until two outs into the fourth inning against the Orioles. And I think about Saturday, when the Yankees' first hit didn't come until two outs into the seventh inning. I mean, they were three hit by the Orioles yesterday, for crying out loud. And I wondered to myself this morning, I said, where are the Yankees' bats? I was looking for the Yankees' offense to just show up and dominate today. Well, it did in the sense that it scored more runs today than it had combined in games one and two of this series. But that's not saying much. You know, I put up a Twitter poll yesterday. I love them. Actually, there's never been a Twitter poll that I've scrolled past that I did not vote in. But I put one up yesterday on my Twitter, at CoachMCCARTAN, and I asked, what's more astonishing? This is yesterday. The Mets letting a 9-run lead evaporate in a seven inning game, or the Yankees being no hit into the seventh inning by the Orioles. Well, 60% of you guys voted that the Yankees being no hit into the seventh inning by the Orioles was more astonishing than the Mets blowing a 9-run lead in a seven inning game. And I'm with you. You know, in this series, the mighty Yankees only mustered 14 runs in 29 innings against Orioles pitching, which is among the worst group of pitchers assembled in the entire league this season. the Orioles allow, on average, I'm going to round up, on average, 6 runs per game. Like, this is just totally unfathomable. And you'd think that today, of all days, the Yankees would be able to find their bats. Because before today, entering today, the Orioles starter, Keegan Atkin, had the second worst ERA in all of baseball. And don't look it up. The only pitcher worse in terms of ERA than Atkin was Jake Arrieta. He's got the only pitcher with a worse ERA than the Orioles starter today. And today, how did the Yankees bats respond? Well, Judge, Gallo, Stanton, they were all silent. 0-for-8 with 3 walks. Yesterday, Judge, Gallo, and Stanton, 1-for-12. So to tally that up, in the 2 Yankees losses to the lowly Orioles, their number 2, 3, and 4 batters hit 1-for-20 with 3 walks. That can't happen. Especially against this team, and especially against today's pitcher. And then the third thing I was looking for coming into this game today was, how was Jonathan Loaisiga's absence going to affect this team? Because as you know, this morning, he was put on the IL with a strained right rotator cuff. He will not pick up a baseball and throw it for the next 10 days. So this morning, Aaron Boone called it a big loss for us. They're absolutely, immediately, already missing him. This morning I wrote down, well, who's going to step up in his absence? Well, I'll tell you who it's not. It's not Andrew Heaney, who absolutely imploded in the 7th inning. As a Yankee, here's his stat line. As a Yankee, he's got an ERA of 7.31. And he's got, and that's in 28 1/3 innings. It's awful. It's terrible. And then all things considered, to me, the turning point in this game, and it might be a minor thing, but to me at the time, and even now looking back, it was big. I heard it on the radio on my way in today. It came in the top of the 6th inning. Gleyber Torres made a lazy play that unfortunately cost the team a run. Susan Waldman explained it as, Torres taking 2 steps and double clutching on his throw to first base. Gutierrez, the batter, was safe at first. And that should have been the 3rd out. Because you guys listening that have played the game, have coached the game, have umpired the game, those types of base runners always end up scoring. And John Sterling must have been reading my mind because he asked the same question. He said, will it matter? Well, Cedric Mullins answered our question when he took Abreu's 2-2 pitch for a 363-foot ride over the fence. The Orioles, with that 2-run home run, climbed within 1 run at that point. 5-4 Yankees. Gleyber Torres should have had the Yankees out of that inning. Instead, the lazy play came back to bite him and his team, which ended up ultimately losing by 1 run. Torres, after the game, said, the field was a little bit wet. There's a lot of water. I'm going to stop him right there, and I'm going to say, well, it was wet, and there was a lot of water for the other team as well. That's, to me, never an excuse to blame the weather because the other team is not operating in a bubble either. But he continued along to say, I just tried to grab the ball really well and throw back to first base. He hustled really well. I took too long to throw. And then Meredith Marakovic followed up with a question asking that if he felt like he should have made that play. Torres responded, yeah, for sure. It's my mistake in that situation. So while I appreciate the ownership that he took over the entire situation, it's still an inexcusable mistake. And it's inconceivable that the Yankees, who are looking to hold on to a wild card spot, could not take care of a team that had been figuratively playing golf since before this season even began with their 0% chance to make the postseason. And who basically fire-sold all of their assets, except for maybe Trey Mancini, and they have to figure out what to do with him. This Yankees team allowed that Orioles team to overtake them today and score 4 runs in the 7th inning, which, by the way, would have been Loaisiga's inning. So this does not bode well for a Yankees team that has a stretch of 20 games in a row upcoming. And the bottom line is, you have to beat the teams in your division if you want to win the division. This is not AP calculus here, guys. The Yankees are 28-32 against AL East teams. Right now, they sit 7.5 games back of the Rays. Sayonara, they're off to the races. That's for the division. And they're in a precarious position in the wild card race as well. And I was thinking for the Mets, maybe I was thinking like break even. You know, the song by the script, break even was I was thinking, because the Mets just broke even. They're 69-68. That's their record. They are just one game above 500. And they're alive, but they're barely breathing, right? But we'll, if you're a Mets fan, you're going to focus on the still alive part. Because as many times as people wanted to bury this Mets team, never me, by the way, they are not dead yet. In fact, the Mets have won 8 of their last 9 official games. And because of that doubleheader, you can put that at 8+1, we'll say. And at this very moment, right now, the Mets are sitting 3 games back in the NL East race. And when you look at, okay, well, maybe, maybe not of the NL East, well, they're 3.5 games back for a wild card spot. And then the Mets were doing a little scoreboard watching. The Marlins took the Phillies to 10 innings, and they could not seal the deal for the Mets. Did not do the Mets a favor. The Phillies beat the Marlins 4-3. And then the Braves just beat down the Rockies 9-2 in Denver. That game ended just a little while ago. But scoreboard watching in September is fun, isn't it, Mets fans? So up until the 9th inning today, Sunday, the Mets had 15 hits, but only 3 of them were home runs. So they were clearly able to bunch and string some hits together, generate tons of traffic on the base paths. And those figures, of course, until Kevin Pillar absolutely kicked in and blew the doors off of Nationals Park, in the 9th inning with just one swing. That grand slam, the 3rd of his career, was the exclamation point and an offensive explosion, the offensive barrage that the Mets assembled today. These Mets, it's not new information about them. These Mets are a resilient bunch. Saturday in game 1, of the doubleheader, they blew a 9-run lead and pulled out an improbable victory. Can you imagine that? The morale level after blowing a 9-run lead in that dugout. But this team did not give up, and it paid off in the form of an 11-9 win for them. Game 1, we're talking again. Giving up is just not in the Mets' MO. And by the way, in that game 1, Francisco Lindor hit a 2-run home run in the top of the 9th. The Mets fans, I noticed this, in the lower bowl in Washington, D.C., were standing and cheering him on as he rounded the bases and went home. We talked a lot about this yesterday. And Francisco Lindor, that's how you stop the boos. So good for him. And he hit another clutch home run today. And how about today? Before the Nationals even stepped to the plate, they found themselves down 4-0. That has all the makings of a blowout victory. In fact, the Mets had scored 3 runs before the Nationals even recorded a single out. But a blowout victory, not so much in Mets land, because the Mets today blew a 4-run lead and a 6-3 lead. And yet, they were able to put it away for all intents and purposes in the top of the 9th inning off the bat of Kevin Pillar. They scored 6 runs in the 9th inning, for crying out loud. And I know many Mets fans were looking at that score and asking themselves with their hands folded in prayer, is this enough of a lead this time? Well, it was. And for me, if I had to look back and pinpoint the turning point of the Mets game in that 13-6 victory over the Nationals, I'm going to direct you to the bottom of the 5th inning, and I'm going to point to a guy named Jerry's Familia. Because, backtrack a little bit, with 1 out in that same inning, Taijuan Walker had just given up a bases-loaded 2-RBI single to Juan Soto, who is grounded, by the way, into the most double plays in the entire National League. And that brought the Nats to within 1 run of the Mets. And at that point, there were 4 consecutive ground balls or soft contact liners to Walker's name that inning. Walker then let a wild pitch fly, and the runner from 3rd scampered home, and the game all of a sudden was tied at 6-6. Walker walked the next batter to reload the bases, and that was it for him. He was clearly out of gas, and we've talked about that here. I probably would have pulled him much sooner if I were Rojas, knowing that, coming back from injury and all that, the innings that he's logged this so far this season, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, the bullpen phone rang. At number 27, Jerry Familia was called upon to Houdini the Mets out of an improbable spot. A bases loaded, one out jam in the bottom of the fifth. And that's precisely what he did. Familia struck out Carter Kieboom, which is the coolest name ever, Kieboom for a baseball player, and Riley Adams struck them both out swinging for the final two outs of the inning. So I indicate this as the turning point of the game because if you're listening to it on the radio, which I was on the way in, and if you're watching it on TV, you knew that the momentum was totally in the Nationals' favor at this point in time. Totally. They just tied the score in the wildest of ways. And that inning had every potentiality to turn even uglier real fast. But Familia totally turned it around and shut out any hope of a comeback that inning anyway. I mean, what the Mets are doing, let's take a step back. It's kind of amazing, actually, considering that they've been missing baseball's best pitcher, Jacob DeGrom, since before the All-Star game. And a guy that has been supposed to be their number two pitcher, Noah Syndergaard, hasn't pitched a single inning this season. And then just yesterday, Brandon Nimmo, the guy that, among qualified batters, of course, all of them on the Mets team inclusive, Brandon Nimmo has the highest batting average on the team. He's got the best on-base percentage on the team, and he's got the third best OPS on the team. Those are some big guns to go into the battle for the postseason without. The question is, for the Mets anyway, is this sustainable? Well, obviously, no one's got a crystal ball. No one knows the answer to that question at this very moment. They will be playing the Mets in this series for 4 wins out of 5 against the National in our nation's capital tomorrow. Like, that's all you can ask for if you're a Met fan. They're going to be playing for 4 out of 5 wins. And if you look ahead, which I know all of the players will tell you that they aren't doing, but even if they're not, we can. The Mets have, of course, one more game against those Nationals and then a 3-game series against the Marlins. So through Thursday, what's today? Sunday. So through Thursday, at least, I'm expecting the Mets stock to continue to rise. After that, we're just going to have to wait and see what kind of confidence that they've built up during this stretch as they take on the remaining teams on their schedule that are, and I'm using air quotes, better than them. The Yankees, the Cardinals, the Phillies, and ultimately, the Braves. And if you're a Mets fan, based on what Javier Baez said after the game today, you'd think that that level of confidence is currently high. You'd hope it continues because he said, it feels great. It gives us the chance to get more pitches in the zone. And if not, we've got a guy behind us who's going to do the job. When we do that as a team, it's going to be really dangerous. And then Taijuan Walker, in his postgame presser, stated the obvious. He said, I think we're just playing really good baseball right now. And I'm going to add, in the most crucial part of their season. Mets fans hope that it continues. Yankees fans hope that it turns around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.